Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Amos. Alas for you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you want the day of the Lord? It is darkness, not light, as if someone fled from a lion and was met by a bear, or went into the house and rested a hand against the wall and was bitten by a snake. Is not the day of the Lord darkness, not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I despise your festivals, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them, and the offerings of well-being of your fatted animals I will not look upon. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melody of your harps. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. When I was on my internship year in preparation for being a pastor, the chair of the internship committee was also a hospice nurse. She was smart in ways that are way beyond me, and she knew her business. Throughout that year, she would contact me to inform me that a member of the congregation was actively dying. In her assessment, I needed to come over to pray with her patient and their family. I soon realized that when she called, I needed to respond. So often with death, people want to soften the conversation. In doing so, they cloud and shroud what is really going on. In the minds of many, it protects the family, it protects the one who is dying, and it protects others. In reality, I'm not sure it protects anyone. At any rate, when she called, I knew to respond. In other contexts, I didn't have partners in ministry with that clarity. In one case, I knew the time was near, but no one was really saying how near. So I left to get my prayer book, believing that somehow that book was what made my prayers effective. And when I finally returned moments later, the patient had died. These are stark examples of being prepared. You see, when Jesus tells the parable of the bridesmaids, I'm pretty confident that I will be one of the foolish ones who did not come prepared. I left my oil or my book or whatever else I might need behind. Jesus tells this story not to the Pharisees who are challenging him. Rather, he is telling these stories to his disciples, the ones who have been following him. For us who follow Jesus, it is easy to get complacent, to fail at planning for the possibilities. Perhaps like me, you have a whole list of those moments of failed preparation and planning. What Jesus is pointing toward is grounded in the words of the prophets. And today, Amos paints a clear picture of how to be ready for the coming Lord. While worship is important for building relationship with God, the greater concern is justice. Let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. The Oxford Annotated Bible calls this the very heart of Amos's preaching, justice and righteousness. In the 21st century United States, invocations of justice usually call to mind retribution. Americans love to make people pay for what they have done. This nation is focused on locking folks up and throwing away the key. Three strikes and you're out. All parties, all factions fall into this pattern at one point or another. It is just too politically expedient. The problem, of course, is that the justice Jesus describes and even Amos describes is not about retribution. It is not about bringing the hammer down. Rather, divine justice is about restoration. God desires throughout Scripture to restore right relationship between God and people and among people who are in conflict. The focus is so profoundly different between retributive and restorative justice. Yet helping people of the 21st century look beyond the hunger for retribution toward a different way to reconciliation and restoration of relationship is monumental work. These past months, indeed years and even decades, this nation has fallen in too easily into polarization that does not seek consensus. Too often people seek to be right above all else, and their right is the only right way. This has led to that polarization, to divisions, and ultimately to great pain. Some might call restorative justice seeking after reconciliation weak. And it is weak. Much in the way that Jesus dying on the cross looks like loss, appears to be failure. What faithful followers of Jesus know, though, is that such reconciliation, such restoration, such right relationship is the arc and the goal of God's creative impulse. As church, no matter where any stand on political spectrums, the call is to follow a course that seeks the well-being of all people, that stands for the dignity and worth of every person, that works for the common good. Empty ritual is no delight if the people of God do not embrace the call to live for justice. God's kind of justice that brings new life for the sake of the world. For this, the people of God follow Jesus in his mission of forgiveness, grace, love, and hope. Now, especially now, is the time to work for that common good through Christ. Keep awake indeed, for you know neither the day nor the hour.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.